Welcome to Threads of Enlightenment, your journey into personal growth. The splendor of any decision is after you've made it, all that remains to be seen are its consequences. My name is Ken Primus. I am your host. Here at Threads of Enlightenment, we talk about the principles of self-development and personal growth. By having conversation with people who have walked through their journey of personal growth. We believe that everyone at some point in their life will have to deal with one or more of these principles to have the privilege of focusing on their self-development as humans. These principles, when applied, can help you to become the best self possible. Welcome to Threads of Enlightenment, your journey into personal growth. The splendor of any decision is after you've made it, all that remains to be seen are its consequences. My name is Ken Primus. I am your host. Here at Threads of Enlightenment, we talk about the principles of self-development and personal growth. By having conversation with people who have walked through their journey of personal growth. We believe that everyone at some point in their life will have to deal with one or more of these principles to have the privilege of focusing on their self-development as humans. These principles, when applied, can help you to become the best self possible. Welcome to Threads of Enlightenment. My name is Ken Primus. I am your host. In this episode, we're going to talk about the power of words. This is one of the most powerful podcasts that I would have done out of this series dealing with personal growth. The power of words play in an important part in your development. One of the things or principles that you would have to learn in the process of personal growth is how the words and the power of the words and how they affect you. And we've talked about that from the beginning of this podcast, how words affect you. There are seeds that are planted by your parents, your grandparents, or whoever it is that have planted certain seeds into your spirit that grows. And those seeds were deposited into your spirit by way of words. And so King Solomon has a statement that he had mentioned. He said, "Pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones." And so what does that say to me? It says that the pleasant word is as honeycomb, sweet to the soul. That talks to me as much as it is to my soul, that it is also to your soul. It's health to my bones. And so the words that you speak about yourself is either going to be good to your soul and health to your bones. And so it's very important what you say to yourself. And what we're going to do is take a little break, because I just wanted you to give you an overview and just to begin to prick your thoughts and about this particular episode, and that we are going to be focusing on words. And I guarantee you that if you get good insight onto this, that it can change your life. Your words, the two keys that we're going to focus on is your words along with your perspective. You change those two things, and you will be amazed at how your world will change. But we'll be right back after this and continue our lesson on the power of words. Welcome back to Threads of Enlightenment. And as mentioned, we were talking about words and the power that is within those words and how it affects one's life and produces certain things as it grows in our heart and our spirit, our mind. There's a big today out. If you look in your TV set, you'll see the communication being talked about by within the political arena about our ex-president and the words that he said. And you hear people talk about words matter. They talk about how it drives people, it causes people to act and do certain things. And words do matter. I believe it was King Solomon, it says that a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. And I know, as I mentioned before, that I grew up, part of my upbringing in the church talks about, the Bible talks about the power of words. Solomon mentioned that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat of the fruit. And so you are going to eat of the fruit of either death or life based on what you say out of your mouth. And what it does is that it creates a certain perspective that as you begin to hear these words over and over again, it creates a certain perspective within that individual, and that perspective becomes a reality. That reality becomes their world. That world now becomes their space that they live, think, speak, do everything out of and from. And so it is very important that you begin to understand that what you say to yourself is very important. And personal growth is about you, and it's not about what people are saying on the outside of you, because people will always say things about you. They'll tell you all kinds of things. We've talked about that you're not beautiful, you're ugly, you're stupid, and all that kind of stuff. And again, those are words. Now, we've talked about the principle of whether you allow those words to come in and causes it to grow, which as children, we tend to let that happen where it, even adults, I know that men have dated women and say things to them to break them down, vice versa. So, and I think those type of things are evil, because if you understand the purpose of the words that you're saying, and our to break down a human spirit, to me is really, really a dangerous thing, because that spirit is such a precious commodity, and it is our goal and intention to speak to ourselves, because we are also a precious commodity. And so we started where Solomon says that, pleasant are words. Pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. And who wouldn't want to have those type things in your life? And so be very careful what you say to yourself, because everything in this planet, everything has a frequency and a vibration, as they say. And that sound, as you release the words, there are sounds coming out of your mouth. And those frequencies will come into one's body and produce an outcome. I had mentioned earlier in one of the earlier episodes that I did an exercise with my children when they were younger. And we had the eldest and the youngest. And I had the eldest stood up and the youngest facing each other. And the exercise that I wanted my sons to understand was the power of their words and how it affects them to even a cellular level. And let me walk you through that exercise. That exercise was, I had the eldest and the youngest. And so I had the eldest saying that he was weak. Negative words. I just had him focus on speaking negative words. And so I had him extend his hand, and I had his little brother to try and pull his hand down. I told my eldest son, hold your hand with all your might and all your strength and keep saying all those negative words. And then I would instruct his younger brother to move his hand. And his younger brother just dropped his hand on his elder brother's hand, and it dropped to his sides. And I told him again, pick up your hand and just hold it. I mean, you know, and as I was messing with him, saying that I can't believe you can, you know, that you have your little brother pulling your hands down. Come on, man, do, you know. But I wanted to egg on him so that he really would focus on keeping his hands up. And his younger brother, after Jonathan, my eldest, did his exercise with the negative words, my youngest, Joshua, again tried to see if he could move his brother's hand. And Jonathan's hand dropped to his side. And then I had the younger brother stood up there and said positive things about himself, and to continue to say all of these positive words, how he believes in himself, he's strong, he's mighty. And then I had Jonathan, his elder brother, to try and move Joshua's hand, and the elder brother could not move his younger brother's hand. And why did I do that? Again, I wanted to show them that the power of words is instantaneously starting to affect you, and it does manifest in some things instantaneously. Some things it's not going to manifest, because I mentioned to you those words are seeds, and seeds take time to grow, and they are planted each day by your negative or positive words, and depending on those words that you speak. And my intention at this particular site is to get you to begin to speak positive things about yourself, because words matter. They are powerful. A man shall eat good by the fruits of his mouth, Solomon says. Solomon has another thing. The Bible tells us that he was the wisest man ever. So here's this wise man says, the words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow him up. And so that's kind of harsh saying, but it's true. You and I have been foolish for years, talking bad things about ourselves. We learn how to speak ill of ourselves from our family, our friends, or whoever. But my intention is to get you to now to become wise, to become gracious, to begin to speak kindly about yourself. As I mentioned, words and all these things, everything in nature has a frequency, and that when we speak, we, all of us, all billions of us, how many billions, I think it's 5 or 6 billion of us on this planet right now, and we were part of an orchestra when we began to speak and to begin to speak our words and say our verse and release our word into the universe and into the atmosphere. And what part are we playing within this orchestra? What are you saying about yourself? What are you saying about your children? What are you saying about your husband? What are you saying about your friends? What are we saying about our world, our family? Jack Kronfel has a statement in his book that he wrote, when words are both true and kind, they can change our world. And I'm I want to challenge you to begin to speak truth and kindness to yourself and see what it does. As I mentioned to you, the process of it is that as you begin to hear things over and over again, it begins to come in, it begins to grow, it begins to change your perspective. Your perspective now becomes where you look at how you see the world. You perceive the world through these eyes. And if you are speaking ill of yourself, how are you going to perceive the world? The principle is easy. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his lip or his mouth. And so pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bone. You even speaking health to the bone. And so it is very important that you and I begin to focus and be very sparing about our words. Be very mindful of our words. And that's why I feel that meditation is a good place for me, because what it does for me personally is that it helps me to be able to control even that. That I am aware of when a question is asked. I'm aware of when someone says something, or when I feel certain things about myself, I begin to make sure that what I'm about to say will bring me good fruit. And so it is our responsibility. Solomon, as I mentioned, a man shall be satisfied with good by the fruits of his mouth. And he focuses on so many things about the principles of the principle of speaking kind words. You know, so you and I need to begin to seriously look into our world and begin to speak kindly. I know there's a principle in Romans chapter 10:10, it says confession is made with our mouth, and confession is made unto salvation. And I know that a lot of people think about that it's made unto salvation, meaning saved, being saved, you know, but I believe it's much bigger than that. I believe it's that salvation includes everything, all your victory, all your, you know, not just about salvation being become saved. I think that salvation is about the things that you're asking for, the things that you want, because the principle is still the same, whether it's in whatever religion that you're out of. And when I sat down with Rade to write Threads of Enlightenment, that was one of the purpose that I put the book, because she and I were from two different religious backgrounds. But I wanted to show people that the principles are the same, whether you're a Muslim, whether you're a Hindu, whether you are a Christian, whether you are an atheist. Your words matter. They produce fruit. They it's seed, and it will manifest in your life. I guarantee you everything that I am and who I am, I guarantee you that that principle is correct. This is words have the power to heal or destroy. And what does that say to you? When I read that scripture to you about King Solomon, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. That talks about choices. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, period. And so the rest is about choice, you know. You and I choosing which path we want to take. You know, if you want to take the path of death, it's the same principle. You just have to plant the seed and say the words, and it's going to manifest what you're saying. And the same thing with life. I've known many people before. This is I want to live when they're close to coming to a place of dying, and I've seen them said, "I'm not going to die," and I've watched them at a place where they're so close. and then they would come out of that. And I've watched healthy people just say, I want to die, and they die. And so it starts the process where you see them start to deteriorate, and there's a principle in the Bible that says that you will have what you say. And that's true, because I've always said to you, why is that? Because once you believe what you say, it will manifest. Why? Because you and I are little gods. We are powerful creatures. We are creators. We create by speaking. We create as we begin to speak and believe. The principle that says we believe, therefore we speak, and our confession is unto salvation. And see the process. So we believe. And as you begin to believe those words and they become true in your spirit, I am telling you, they will manifest fruit. And so what kind of words are holding up your world? I'm going to say it again. What kind of words are holding up your world? Are they kind words? Are they words of life? Are they words of death? Are you one of those negative people all the day long that everything you see is negative, negative, negative? Or are you one of those that look into every situation and see the goodness, the beauty in it, and put one will bring a certain fruit and the other will bring a certain results, but they will manifest. And so you need to take some time. And that's why I say meditation becomes very important in the journey of personal growth and spending time for yourself, by yourself, with yourself. Because you need to start looking at the kind of words that are holding up your world. And if you don't like it, change it. Begin to, begin to learn how to speak blessings and good things about yourself. Begin to pronounce, declare that I am this, I am that, I am strong, I am wise, become and begin to fall in love with yourself, to be kind to yourself. Eventually it'll be a reciprocal relationship with yourself. You will see the growth, because as I mentioned to you, I when I went on my journey for personal growth, I began to fall in love with myself, even though I had so much guilt and all the other things that was manifesting in my life. I knew that as I began this journey, that it would take some time to I would begin to become stronger and free myself from all these different judgments that I had about myself, and that I had picked up and began to wear on my body and my soul and my spirit as people began to speak certain things to me. And so I had to learn nope, this is my life. This is my journey. I need to be able to take back the power from them that I'd given to them through the words that they have spoken to me. And so you now have to learn how to begin to speak blessings, begin to speak kind words to yourself. You need to get up in the morning and speak to yourself and be kind, I know there's Jack Kronfeld said something that I remember. He says, in the end, these things matter most. How well did you love? How fully did you live? How deeply did you learn to let go? And the process of your confession will help you in those particular things. You have to learn, as I mentioned to you, everything has an existence, has some type of vibration or frequency, and it is activated by our words. Our our world, our intention, all these things, our actions, your belief system, all these things are tied into the word and how you speak to each other and speak to yourself. But I began to control my words, learn how to control my words from a place of solitude, from a place of meditation, from a place of self inflection and looking at my words and being very, because again, I was a single dad with my children, and I had ample opportunity to be to lose my mind and say all kinds of crazy things to my children and to my, you know, and call them all kinds of crazy names. And so, but while I was going through all of these things, learning about me, I learned how to even respect my children and to speak to my children and approach my office of a father differently. How I spoke to them, how I reacted with them. We began to have a serious conversation about certain things where I would sit down, they would come to me and say, "Dad, I don't know how to do this. I don't know this. I can't do that." And I would stop them and said, "Nope, that word is never to be a part of your vocabulary. What you have to come to me and say is that, Dad, at this time, I do not have an understanding of this." And then we would sit down and we would go and bring you the understanding of that through gathering of information, and so that they will now have an understanding of what that situation was, and then we go from there. One of those things with my son was, I remember peer pressure when one of my sons came to me and told me that his friends were pushing him to smoke, and I said to him, "So what do you think, you know, and how do you feel about that?" And so he tells me, he says, I don't believe in smoke. I don't want to smoke." And so I said, "What did you say?" He said, "Yeah, I don't believe in that." And I said, "Well, that's peer pressure. It's to belief system. Your friends believe that you should be smoking, or they should be to be cool or whatever, and you don't believe that. So you have this standstill with the two different belief system, and so then you will have to make that choice. Where do you want to stand?" And to once he gathered that information, then he was able to make a decision based on his belief system. And so that child made his choice not to smoke, and you know, he did what he had to do. But I wanted you to understand that, let me tell you the power of words, coming from my belief system. From my belief system, it was the tool that created the angels. God, the Bible tells us God spoke the angels into existence. It was the tool that created the entire universe. God wanted the universe together, so he put it together by spoke it. So in Genesis, we see that now after the earth was destroyed by the angels in the first age, that the creation, the recreation of the earth in Genesis chapter 1 and so forth. How did he recreate the earth? According to, again, I'm just going by according to my belief system when I grew up in the church. He recreated the earth with the power of words. "Let there be light," there was. "Let there be the firmaments in the heaven. Let there be the waters separated. Trees, let the trees come forth. Let this, let that, let that." Power of words, creation. That's who we are. Because in my belief system, when God was creating and speaking all these things, the creature man was still within him, was still inside this God that was confessing and calling those things that are not as though they were. And then when he finished with all of those things, it says that he takes this mud and then he releases releases the breath of life. He releases the spirit of man into this mud, and that spirit man, he turns around and he says, "This is your, we created this together. This is your dimension. Have dominion over it." There you go. And so you and I have that same power. And so that's why you see when your mom and your dad say these things about you and you believe it, it becomes real. And so you and I have to turn around all those seeds that were planted in us and begin to rip them out and plant new seeds. And your new seeds will plant and give you, as Solomon says, is sweet to the soul and health to your bones. He also said in one area that a man shall eat good by the fruit of the mouth. So whatever you believe and you begin to confess will manifest, and you will begin to change your life, and so that you can be a blessing to your children, to yourself first of all, and then to your children and so forth, your marriage, your husband and your family and whatever. But the main thing is what you say about yourself. It's what you say about yourself. You know, as I mentioned earlier, Jack Kronfels made a statement, when words are both true and kind, they can change your world. So what he's saying to me and all these things that I talked about with Solomon is that words are holding up your world. Worlds created where you're at. Words are holding it up. So what are you saying to yourself? And how are you going to change where you're at? How are you now going to begin to look at yourself when you get up in the morning? You can't look at yourself how you've been looking at yourself all this time, because it hasn't changed. It's about time to begin to change. And so you have to get sick and tired, as they say, of sick and tired, of being sick and tired. But the purpose is that you need to come out of where you're at. The control that someone has over you, take it away. Take away that power. Slowly begin to, as they say things to you, you don't agree with it. Don't agree with it. Say, no, even if you have to say it on your breath. Mm-mm. And you say it to yourself, go into the bathroom and say it to yourself. Go somewhere or wherever. But one day you're going to get to a point when they're going to say to you, and you're going to stand with your head tall and look them dead in the eye and say, no. That's not me. And as you get to those places, and as you grow and move into that place and become stronger and become who you are, celebrate it. Celebrate it. Celebrate with, you know, doing something for yourself. Go for a walk. Go someplace and just engage with yourself. And it is my hope that you begin from this day forward to begin to speak different words about yourself, so that you will know what words are holding up your world, because you will see the fruit of it. So until next time, be kind to yourself, and take this journey, this personal journey, serious, because there's freedom on the other side, guys. And so I want you to become free. So until next time, continue your journey. Everyone who's listening to this podcast, we hope to continually help you to learn how to embrace moments of darkness, because it is in the darkness that we learn how to develop and use our abilities to truly see those parts of ourselves often invisible to us in the light. It becomes your responsibility to navigate through all of your trials, to find out who you truly are and begin your journey to loving yourself, which is possibly one of the most difficult things you will ever do in your life. To love yourself and to find the real you. But always remember to enjoy the journey. Thank you for coming by. Please subscribe. And if you can support us financially, we deeply appreciate it. You can do this by hitting the heart button. Until next time, invite your family, friends, neighbors, anyone that you can. You can hear us on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Overcast, and many more. Everyone who's listening to this broadcast, we hope to continually help you to learn how to embrace moments of darkness, because it is in the darkness that we learn how to develop and use our abilities to truly see those parts of ourselves often invisible to us in the light. It becomes your responsibility to navigate through all of your trials, to find out who you truly are and begin your journey to loving yourself, which is possibly one of the most difficult things you will ever do in your life. To love yourself and to find the real you. But always remember to enjoy the journey. Thank you for coming by. Please subscribe. And if you can support us financially, we deeply appreciate it. Until next time, invite your family, friends, neighbors, anyone that you can. You can hear us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Overcast, and many more.